درسته دوم
Lesson 2 Types of Research Methods in Psychology Part 2 3. Case Study Method A case study is conducted by observing one participant, human being or subject, animal or a group of participants or subjects in maximum detail. For instance, if research wanted to be conducted on the understanding of language in animals, any one animal who had already been exposed to such an environment where it was spoken to in a particular language would be observed, and then its comprehension of this language would be much understood. Moreover, by thoroughly studying one case, a lot of conclusions may be drawn by this method, based on which further research may be carried out. The only weakness of this method of psychological research is that generalizing these results may be difficult because of the in-depth study of only one subject. What is applicable to one subject may not be applicable to another subject, and results may vary. As such, concrete conclusions cannot be drawn by this psychological research method. A case study is a method of qualitative research. 4. Observational methods. Observational research involves the researchers observing the ongoing behavior of their subjects. There are multiple methods of observational research, such as participant observations and naturalistic observations. Participant observations are methods that involve a researcher joining the particular social group they are studying. For example, the social psychologist Leon Festinger and his associates joined a group called the Seekers in order to observe them. The Seekers believed they were in touch with aliens and that the aliens had told them the world was about to end. When the foretasted event didn't happen, Festinger and his associates observed how the attitudes of the group members changed. In naturalistic observations, the researchers simply study behaviors that occur naturally in natural environments with no manipulation by the observer. The events must be natural and not staged. This fact gives naturalistic observational research a high ecological validity. During naturalistic observations, researchers can avoid interfering with the behavior they are observing by using unobtrusive methods if needed. 5. Survey method. Survey is a method for collecting qualitative and quantitative information about items in a population. The survey method of data collection is likely the most common of the major methods. Surveys have limited use in studying actual social behavior, but are an excellent way to gain an understanding of an individual's attitude towards a matter. Surveys do not include the manipulation of dependent or independent variables in the way that experiments do. They simply collect large amounts of self-reported data that can be used to study attitudes, values, beliefs, or past behaviors. The benefits of this method include its low financial cost, large sample size, and efficiency. The major issue with this method is its accuracy, since surveys depend on subjects' motivation, honesty, memory, and ability to respond. They are very susceptible to bias. A researcher must have a strong understanding in how to properly frame survey questions in order to gather reliable and relevant information.